this God-inspired message from Shofar Christian Church. We trust that you will enjoy today's message and that it will encourage you to grow deeper in your relationship with Christ our Savior.
It comes from Acts 4, the 13th chapter. And what I had planned to speak about was already confirmed during all the testimonies. And I wanted to speak this morning about the beautiful stranger. No, not the Madonna song. The fact that the Lord in Scripture, everywhere we look, He comes and He takes people who were strangers to Him, strangers to His grace, strangers to His joy, strangers to His peace. He comes and He beautifies them. He makes them beautiful. At one stage or another, all of our friends here, as we stood and we testified, we were all strangers to God. Some of us were enemies. All of us were enemies to God. Wanted to do our own thing. And God, through His grace, brought us together, brought us close, and He made us family. Not just family with Him, but family with each other as well. And there's a beautiful verse in Acts 4, verse 13, that says that now when they, being the leaders of Israel in Jerusalem, the religious leaders and all the people, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled. They stood in awe. They wondered. And they realized that they had been with Jesus. And that's really just in my heart for us as we thought about the lives of these precious people, as we think about Renee and Bianca, what the Lord is doing in their lives. And as we go into this holidays and as we go into a new season in so many of our lives, that I believe that this is really God's heart for us. That He wants the people around us to, when they look at our lives, not to be impressed by our training, not to be impressed by what we wear or how eloquent we are or what we drive or what we have achieved by none of those things. And we heard it this morning out of each one of their lives, simply for the fact that we had been with Jesus. It says that the world, the people around them marveled. It said they had been with Jesus. And that's something so awesome, an amazing thought, that people can recognize that. People can listen to us. They can look at us, and there can be something maybe that might be difficult to define, difficult to put in a box, difficult to patent, difficult to formulate, but a knowledge that, hang on a minute, these people have been with Jesus. Something about them. There's a love about them. There's a compassion about them. And if you look at what Jesus did, Acts 10 verse 38 says it so beautifully. And Peter is speaking and he's talking about just how God used Jesus. And it says that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And I say then on top, the WDJD, what did Jesus do, equals WWJD, what would Jesus do? That for us, as we go into this holiday and as we go into 2014, this next phase of our lives, I believe the question that burns in our hearts before we make any decision needs to be, what would Jesus do? How would Jesus spend this holiday? How would Jesus spend this day? How would Jesus spend this money? How would Jesus raise this child? How would Jesus react in this situation? And we don't have to wonder about that. That's the amazing things. Jesus actually did do a lot of things that can show us what Jesus would have done in our situation. And so, there's a beautiful summary in verse 38 of what Jesus did do. What did Jesus do? You don't have to wonder. I know some of us have questions about God. God, why are you allowing this? Why is this happening? Take your questions to Scripture. Look at Jesus. If you wonder about God, look at Jesus. Don't look at the pastor's life. Don't look at his family's life. Don't look at the way that his kids are behaving in church, please. Look at Jesus. And some of us, and we've grown far away from church, and maybe we don't like Christianity, but I want to say to you, look at Jesus again. Look at him. He's the answer about who God is like. And it says that Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And Jesus is still doing that. He's still doing good, and he's still healing. Guess what? He's doing that through us now. And so my desire, and I want to encourage you to go and read this story about how these apostles, when they met this beautiful stranger. Let me read this last verse for you, Acts 3 verse 1. It says, now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain lame man from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who enter the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And read the rest of the story. There's something amazing that happens there. This guy was lame from the time of his birth, and he was sitting outside of that gate every day asking for alms. The name of the gate was Beautiful. But I believe that there was something from God's perspective. It wasn't the gate that was so beautiful. When God looked at that situation, many people would look at this gate and say, it's a beautiful gate. Look at the architecture. Herod the Great had come and he had restored the temple. It was beautiful. Look at how the genius of man. Look at what man had accomplished. They would probably look at this beggar. Look at him as a bit of a nuisance. You're actually a little bit of a blight on this beautiful gate. You're distracting from the beauty of this gate. If you weren't here, people would be able to admire this gate a little bit more. The incredible thing is, from God's perspective, the beauty wasn't in the gate. It was in the man sitting in front of the gate. From God's perspective, he saw the beauty in that man. He saw the beauty that he had created. And my challenge to us is, we're driving to the beautiful beaches down in George, Dorney. We're driving to the beautiful game parks, wherever we're going. We're driving through the beautiful places in Johannesburg, so stunningly beautiful this time of the year. May the Lord anoint our eyes to not just see the beautiful things that will one day just pass away, will be consumed, will decay, will rot. But may we see the beautiful strangers at our gates. The gates of our businesses, the gates of our schools, the gates of our families where we go. May we see them. And may we look at them through the eyes of Jesus. May we call forth the beauty that God has placed in them. Because after that encounter, it says that man stands up praising God. Because Peter says to him, silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have, I'm giving to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk. And he reaches out to him through compassion and he touches him, raises him up. And I'm looking forward to testimonies, people, when we come back next year, of divine appointments with beautiful strangers that the Lord has given us. People that we've come across, and the Lord has engaged our hearts. Let's look at them differently. And I know that in this room, there are stories that the Lord is making beautiful. Things that he's redeeming. Things that have been written off. People have been lame from birth spiritually. Uneducated, untrained, maybe spiritually or maybe physically even. I want to say to you, your qualification isn't in your degree. Your qualification isn't in your eloquence. Your qualification isn't in your race. It's not in your bank balance. It's in this one simple fact. Have you been with Jesus? Have you been with Jesus? That makes all the difference for where we're going. What a privilege for me to have shared this year with you. 2013, to have shared it with people who've been with Jesus. To walk away from every service, every leaders meeting, every moment of serving, and to come away with the sure knowledge that I've been in the presence of people who've been with Jesus. Whether they've been with Jesus for 5 minutes or 50 years, they've been with him and they've changed my life. So I want us to stand and I want to pray a prayer of blessing over us. And I know this is probably the last time that I see most of you for this year. So I just want to bless you as you go. And once again, I want to thank the family and friends who have come for the baby dedication. Thank you so much for sitting through the service with us. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate you sharing your lives with us. It's an honor to be part of your lives as well. Let's close our eyes. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the fact that we can be here this morning. And Lord, that we could just stop and just reflect a little bit, God, on what you've done. And thank you, Lord, that as we read from Scripture now, Jesus, that you went about doing good to all, healing all the world. Thank you that it's not just some verse stuck to one in an ancient book. But as we heard this morning, you are still busy doing that. You're still busy invading the lives of people. You're still busy doing good. You're still healing. You're healing legs. You're healing cancer. You're healing wounds. You're healing marriages. You're healing bank balances. You're healing careers. You're healing minds. You're healing hope. Thank you that you are still the great Jehovah Rapha, our healer. And we honor you as the one who has never changed. People may change. Our hopes may change. Things around us may be taken away, but you never change. And God, our greatest desire is to simply be a part of what you're doing. And thank you that you give us the honor Lord, to be an extension of what you're doing, that you've called us to be part of the healing, that you've called us, God, to be part of the doing good. I pray for us, Father, as a congregation and as visitors, as family and colleagues and friends as we hear. I pray that you open our eyes, Lord, to see the beautiful strangers outside our gates, to see them the way that you see them, those who have been written off, maybe those, Lord, who are hiding, maybe not in beggar's clothes, but are hiding in behind designer wear, hiding behind fancy cars, elaborate houses, those living in abject poverty. Whatever it is, wherever we are, we know, God, it's only you that can call forth the true beauty. Help us to partner with you. Lord, as Peter and John looked at the beggar, as they fixed their eyes on him, your word says they fixed their eyes on him. Help us to fix our eyes on the people around us, to see them not just as a means to an end, not just as somebody filling up the petrol in our car, not just as somebody cleaning our house, and not just as someone taking our money at the toll gate, and not just as someone who sweeping the streets or selling the newspaper, or someone who's working in the cubicle next to us, but to see them, Lord, the way that you see them. Father, I thank you for your invitation to all of us this morning to come and be with you, to surrender our hearts to you, Lord, again, so people can say of us, we have been with you. I pray for those of us, God, who haven't been with you in a long time, those of us, God, who maybe have never come close to you because we've been hurt or offended by church or by people who lay claim to be Christians, and we could see very little of Jesus in this Christianity. I pray that you would heal our hearts. I pray that you would open our eyes to see you, Jesus, to look beyond this Christmas facade, Lord, that is happening so often around us. It's actually just about getting and getting, and allow us to see you not as the baby in the manger anymore, but as the one that became flesh, dwelt amongst us, once was a baby, but now is the risen one. Now is the one that has been resurrected, and therefore we can have hope. Thank you that you send us into this world as ambassadors of hope. We honor you, Lord, and we praise your name. I speak a blessing of peace, of hope, and of joy over your people. I speak a blessing, Lord, of knowing that you bless our coming and you bless our going. You bless our working. You bless our looking for work. You bless our holidaying. You bless our relaxing with family and friends. You bless us resolving issues that have been dormant in our generations for a long time, maybe over this holiday time. You bless our coming together. And thank you, Lord, that you will keep us safe. And we can come together again and worship you and give you thanks for your awesomeness. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship you. We thank you for loving us first. And that our love and our prayers and our songs this morning is simply a reflection of you first reaching out to us. We put our hands into your strong, nail-scarred hands. We thank you that you will never leave us and never forsake us, God. In Jesus' name, amen.